Peace and blessings. This is DBJ. It is Monday afternoon. Thanks for listening to this episode and to the next one. Peace and enjoy this Lloyd Banks. We'll run a little bit of it. Thanks for listening to today's episode. Hope you enjoy it.
Nigga. Motherfuckers partying when I'm moving through the crowd. A glimpse of my facial features stops the music like Bilal. Big nose is squeaking, I know how you clown sound. Southside's full of 357s, pound town. Give a fuck if you was up back then, you're down now. Headheads round, never been loyal, they bounce round. Gold plotting and globe trotting, new ground found. You laugh when I was hurting, but who got the frown now? Legendary bracket out the pack, blue magic. Superstars and coupe cars, back to back through traffic. I'm a sickle, all my notebooks should be wrapped in plastic. With the drip low, how I'm flipping shit is track gymnastics. Who put all the rest in pieces on your tattoo practice? It's the difference between arguably and actual classics. What I riffing on the net, it gets you raccoon glasses. From the era of the Polo Jacks and Half Moon Bastards. Everybody's fiending, it's time that I feed the streets. All y'all rest in peace when I release. North, south, west to east, I got the reach. Back to back sixes like the mark of the beast.
Hey baby, I was looking on the 20 best podcasts in the city earlier. We need to submit ours on that feed spot.
Okay.
Because I was looking, I went on there just to see like what the best podcasts are that they're claiming are in the city of Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, our podcast is crushing all these. And I didn't realize because it says submit your podcast. And so we haven't done that yet.
Right.
So I'm like, dang, like, and we're doing really well. And like, we ain't even, there's other outlets that we haven't even promoted our shit on yet.
Right.
So I wanted to go on there and put our podcast on there. Feed spot.
Sure.
Because our podcast is way, way, way better than these. There's sports podcasts. There was a couple of them on there that I would be willing to listen to, like the WUWM.
Mm-hmm.
They do stuff like the 88.9, because they're connected with the college, so you know you may get some like real kind of content, people talking about city stuff and
right.
You know, but a lot of them I was looking, they were all sports casts, sport, and you know how much I love sports,
right?
But we don't need more of that, and I'm not hating on those podcasts, but like, when are people other than me and the two local radio stations and whoever else, Homer Blow, whoever else is talking about black issues in the city and stuff that I don't know about? If you're out there, hit us up, because I can't find nobody. And I've been doing dives looking and I can't find nobody. So, and I know our podcast is, what do you think, babe?
I think you should submit it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
For sure.
So I think we can do that.
I mean, what's the worst that could happen? You get some more listeners.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's the worst that could happen.
Right. Which is great.
Right.
All right, bet. Good morning. It's about 10 a.m. on Monday. And I'm just on the laptop in the lab, chilling with Michelle. And I'm going to play this clip for y'all. This is this white man sitting here talking, and he's with a white woman. It looks like it's probably his wife or girlfriend or whatever. So this white man, he's from the Imperial Wizard. He's an Imperial Wizard. His name is Christopher Barker. B-A-R-K-E-R. Christopher Barker, white supremacist piece of shit. So he's an Imperial Wizard from the Loyal White Knights. This is a racist organization. He is with the Loyal White Knights, racist garbage group. So listen to him. He's being interviewed by this brown woman. I'm not exactly sure what she is, but listen to this clip.
Y'all people say scream, we did the jobs nobody wants to do. We have nothing here in America. Y'all keep flooding it. But like God said, Yahweh himself says, we will chase you out of here, and it's going to be a fire.
Are you going to take me out of here?
No, we're going to burn you out.
Are you going to burn me out? How are you going to do it? How are you going to do with 11 million immigrants?
Don't matter. Hey, we killed 6 million Jews the last time.
How? Are you, you're telling me that you're going to burn me?
Yeah.
No,
you're sitting on my property now.
Yes, it is your property.
Yeah.
And I do understand that I'm probably the first black person immigrant here in your property.
The first time, did you see? Or whatever. Maybe a nigger.
What? You hear what he just said to her?
I find that offensive.
He just called her a nigger. Punk ass honky.
My skin color doesn't define me.
Y'all people say scream. We do the jobs nobody wants to do. We have nothing here in America. Y'all keep flooding. But like God said, Yahweh himself said, we will chase you out.
Just rolling it back so Michelle can hear it. She just came in.
No, we're going to burn you out.
Are you going to burn me out? How are you going to do it? How are you going to do with 11 million immigrants?
Wait, hold on, baby. What do you think the brown girl is? Here, I'm going to play it. What do you think she is?
Don't matter. Hey, we killed 6 million Jews the last time.
How? Are you, you're telling me that you're going to burn me?
Yeah.
No,
you're sitting
right.
On my property now.
Yes, it is your property.
Yeah.
And I do understand that I'm probably the first black person immigrant here in your property.
Well, first off, she's Cuban.
Oh, she's Cuban.
To me, you're a nigger.
What's wrong?
That's it.
I find I find that offensive. Oh, and I don't think you need to go that. Because my skin color doesn't define me.
That's just crazy. That's why I call dude the H word. You know what I'm saying? Those would be the ones. You know what I mean? Man, people are dangerous. This dude is a white supremacist dude. His name is Christopher Barker. He's an imperial wizard from the Loyal White Knights. Craziness. Like, you'll probably never hear me say that the H word again, but that shit pissed me off, because those would be the ones. Because you know what I'm saying? Like, when they call us niggers and shit, how that runs deep within, like, just the hate they have for us. That's how I feel about people like that. Okay, check this out. I don't know what this one is. I'm going to play it. Okay, so this clip, this is from one of the good whites, I feel. This is from one of the good white fellas. He knows what's up. We need more people like him around. He could come to the cookout. Check it out. He's talking about Florida. And you know how we talk about, and I've even played clips, you know, Paul Mooney, you know what I'm saying? Talking about the black European, the black Republican, you know what I'm saying? Just people not truly knowing who they are, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times, honestly, and I'm Mexican, you know, and black, so, like, I, even though it's hard to, like, deal with that, I understand that there's some Mexican people that don't like black people, and I understand there's some black people that don't like Mexican people. I just have to just accept that. It's tough because I'm both, but, you know what I'm saying? I truly feel like you literally have to be an Afro-Latino or Afro-Latina to truly just understand all of that stuff. But having said that, I am going to play this clip because this guy, this is a white guy. This is in Florida, and he's just talking about how, like, you know, Cubans and Puerto Ricans and stuff like that, how they're like voting for Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump and shit like that. Like, if you're Mexican, like, what are you doing voting for Donald Trump? He's calling you aliens and terrorists and rapists and all that stuff, and like, he doesn't want you here. He's talking about building a wall, which he hasn't done. He was just running on that shit, you know what I'm saying? And then people are turning around and vote for him. Like, just that one thing right there should just have you being like, fuck him, I'm not voting for him. Because if your pocketbook, and I'm not saying money's not important, but if your pocketbook is more important than who you are and who your family is and shit, then you got issues. And you do need to wake the fuck up.
White supremacy, I always said it. Now, if it happens when you buy into white supremacy, I always said it, and I'll say it again. You fuck yourself. Look at the fucking state of Florida. The state of Florida's becoming a fucking sundown town. You're not a straight white Christian male, and he's going for them too. Everybody's civil liberties and constitutional rights are being affected.
Let me tell you,
always say it's gerrymandering and all that shit, why I got elected. No. 68% of Cubans voted for DeSantis. 58% of Puerto Ricans. 53% of all Latinos voted for DeSantis.
Black and brown Europeans.
White, ignorant motherfuckers. You buy into white supremacy. You don't care. It's not your problem. You're a fucking idiot. It is your fucking problem. White supremacy affects everybody. Not just black people, not just brown people, it's indigenous people. Everybody. Now you elected a fucking fascist in the state of Florida. Now you gotta deal with your civil liberties being violated. Now you gotta deal with businesses, industries being shut down because they can't find any fucking labor. And now, magically, Latinos give a fuck. Latinos didn't give a fuck when he was anti-black.
Let me know, I'll make us
woke policy. You didn't give a fuck. Now that it's anti-immigration, now you give a fuck. Well, guess what? You got what you fucking voted for. Fucking idiots. Not all Cubans dicks and not all Puerto Ricans dicks and not all white people dicks. I know not all, but too fucking many. The majority of your people voted for fascism. The majority of your people voted for white supremacy. That's the fucking problem. You don't care. You haven't done anything to address it. Address the fucking problem. Hold your people accountable. I'm half Cuban. I know. It's in my own fucking family. Some of them. I know what it's like. In the fucking Cuban community. I've seen it in my own fucking eyes.
Man.
The other half is white. God knows the white supremacy and ignorance racially that operates in my white community. Hold your people accountable. So
that's what I was saying, what I was just saying about, like, I hate that shit, man. When Mexican people and black people, like, want to vote for Donald Trump. You know, it's one thing, like, I would never vote Republican, you know what I'm saying? But at least back then, like, before Trump, I wouldn't even call them normal. But, like, compared to Trump, they were, like, normal. You know what I mean? They're about, like, less taxes, all that kind of stuff. You know, just, but, like, dude is just on another level. And he's clearly a racist, clearly a rapist. He hates women. He hates anyone that's not white. You know what I'm saying? So, it's like, how do you get on board with that if you're black or brown? Because you're more worried about your money. You're more worried about your money than who you are as a person, your bloodline, your family. Because anytime he disrespects someone black or brown, he's disrespecting you and your family and your ancestors, all that shit. That's why I was saying, I think there's a good amount of people that don't really care about racism as much, or that, you know, they're just like, until it literally happens to them, you know what I mean?
Right.
I feel like I just smell that. It just feels that way. That's what the vibe feels like. There's a good chunk of people that are just whatever. Well, I'm more worried about, you know, my house, and you should be, obviously, but damn, man.
Right, like, until something happens to them, then they're like, wait a second.
Exactly. It's like, right, like, they can't care about it the whole time. All right, I'm going to get back to this. Sorry about that.
So that you don't have this kind of fucking bullshit. I'm not saying Democrats aren't racist, but fuck, man. They're not going to these extremes to normalize white supremacy and to normalize fascism, pass legislation that is directly anti-immigrant.
Exactly.
Anti-gay,
exactly. Exactly. All of that shit. No lies detected. He can come to the cookout. All right, we're going to play another clip here. This one gets pretty heated here. No matter what side you're on, this shit. You know what I'm saying? So check this out. This is State Senator Stephanie Flowers having a powerful and emotional response to a white lawmaker who tried to silence her in a debate on Arkansas Stand Your Ground gun laws. This is about 3 minutes and 45 seconds. If y'all don't wanna listen to it, I get it, but hopefully you'll check it out.
Senator, you need to stop.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. What the hell are you gonna do, shoot me?
It doesn't take much to look on the local news every night and see how many black kids, black boys, black men are being killed with these stand your ground defenses that these people raise, then they get off. So I take issue with that. I'm the only person here of color, okay? I am a mother too. And I have a son. And I care as much for my son as y'all care for y'all's. But my son doesn't walk the same path as yours does. So this debate deserves more time. I'm in Pine Bluff. We have killings regularly down there. Mr. Hunter knows, he's our prosecutor. Now I don't know where the heck, I know where you are from, Gary. And I don't know really where Mr. Ballinger is from. But I can tell you that for a long time since I've been back here in Arkansas, I have feared for my son's life. Mm. Now he's 27 and he's out of Arkansas. And I thank God he is. When you're bringing up crap like this, it offends me. And then to limit the debate too, this is crazy. You don't have to worry about your children, Will. I worry about my son. And I worry about other little black boys and girls. And people coming into my neighborhood, into my city, saying they got open carry rights, walking down in front of my doggone office in front of the courthouse. That's a bully. Do I have a right to stand my ground with some crazy ass person walking around with a doggone gun? I don't know what the hell he intends to do.
Yeah, I'll stop it right there. She's crazy. I'm gonna play a little Burning Spear, y'all. I'm about to go get some water and a little snack. Turn it up a little bit for y'all. Okay. She's mine, oh mine. She's mine, oh mine. What are you about to eat? Here's a crazy one here, baby. On the laptop. Ready for this one? So, this is a God-fearing Christian, Regan Gray, 26 years old. A teacher was a volunteer at Emmanuel Baptist Church in Little Rock, Arkansas, when she began a 9-month sexual relationship with the boy, prosecutors allege. Gray, who was teaching at Little Rock Christian Academy, met her 15-year-old victim at the church, where he was also a member of the student ministry. The church is one of the biggest in Arkansas and boasts ex-President Bill Clinton among its former worshipers. Regan Gray, 26, a teacher and children's volunteer at one of the Arkansas's biggest churches, Emmanuel Baptist Church, accused of raping a 15-year-old boy.
Fuck.
Regan Gray sent naked pictures on a daily basis to the 15-year-old boy after beginning the rapes in an inn at Emmanuel Baptist Church in Little Rock, once attended by ex, I read that. The church sent her for counseling after the boy's parents discovered text messages alluding to the sexual assault on their son's phone, but she was welcomed back within weeks and resumed her abuse. Holy shit. This is a white adult female. Gray was charged with a single felony count of sexual assault of a teenager and was freed on $20,000 bail after turning herself into Little Rock police. Wow. So they reported it, and all they did was made her go to counseling and shit and let her. So here, I'm going to play the clip.
Baptist churches. And a woman who was a volunteer at Little Rock's Emmanuel Baptist Church is out on bail tonight accused of sexual assault. 26-year-old Reagan Gray is accused of having a sexual relationship with a 15-year-old boy in the church. Huh? According to the affidavit, this started when she was 23 years old and continued until February of this year. The affidavit also says that she was an employee at Little Rock Christian Academy. She is currently on leave from Sylvan Hills Middle School, has been since February 12th. Gray is facing a single felony charge of sexual assault. She turned herself into police on Wednesday and is currently free on a $20,000 bond. The boy's parents did report the alleged relationship, apparently, to the head pastor, Stephen Smith, in 2020. Gray was removed from student ministry and required to undergo counseling by the church, which she did. Investigators also added to that. The affidavit states that she returned to student ministry shortly after being removed.
All these damn pedophiles. Look at them, all of them. They're calling them maze monsters. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. They got eight of them. They're all white guys. William Cuevas, Stephen Young, Jay Hamath, Reed Donaldson, David Sparks, Shane Osborne, Ryan Thomas, and Paul Veal. Once again, William Cuevas, Stephen Young, Jay Homuth, Reed Donaldson, David Sparks, Shane Osborne, Ryan Thomas, and Paul Veal. These are maze monsters, all pedophiles, white fellas. Detectives from the Polk County Sheriff's Office Computer Crimes Unit charged eight suspects during Operation Maze Monsters for possession of child pornography after receiving tips from the National Center for Missing and Endangered Children that the suspects were likely transmitting or downloading the child abuse images and videos. Detectives served search warrants at the eight suspects' houses and seized all of their digital devices for further analysis. A total of 1,280 felonies were filed against the suspects, who face an additional charges if more illegal content is found. Oh, they're gonna find more shit. Investigators say eight men were arrested, including a Disney employee, a self-employed Bordeaux something shit photographer, and employees of all of major retail chains. I'm gonna play the video. There's some video. Hold on 1 second. Okay, here we go. This is Sheriff Grady Judd, and he's discussing the arrests in the child porn sting that I was just reading. He can say it better than I did.
But it's important that we go over these folks because I want you to have a full understanding of just how nasty they are. They're nasty, nasty people.
Hold on, I want to play that again.
But it's important that we go over these folks because I want you to have a full understanding of just how nasty they are. They're nasty, nasty people.
Hey, baby, did he just say these fuckers?
I think so.
It sounded like he said these fuckers. All right, this is the last time I'm going to play, y'all. That's just funny. They're nasty, nasty people.
But it's important that we go over these folks because I want you to have a full understanding of just how nasty they are. They're nasty, nasty people. First, let me introduce you to David Sparks. He's 66 years of age. He's retired. He was in customer service, and he's married. He's charged with 350 counts of child porn.
Holy
shit.
That
was found on a CD. We found that these children that were being sexually battered were between 3 months old and 12 years old on the porn that he had. His wife of 10 years is a retired Child Protective Services worker out of Missouri. She had no knowledge of his
organic,
evil deeds and was absolutely mortified.
Are we getting ground beef or anything? Or?
Because she spent years and years and years protecting
those
children
that are
only to have
biscuits.
His okay. Secret life.
Brioche
destroying children's lives.
Listen, Rioche Bonds, hell yeah.
Because you see, if there were people to watch child porn, there wouldn't be anybody making child porn. And you see him from the outside, as the detective said, he looks like a nice old grandfather. Until you get into his digital devices and see
fries.
The evilness that lurks behind
steak fries or
the curtain. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Then there's Stefan Young. He's 58. Stefan
maybe a tomato.
Has a business,
yeah, I got those for the
a photography
sandwiches.
Business called Enchanting Boudoir.
We're just having a little random. We're ordering groceries, y'all. We're trying to be a little
like
quiet.
Taking pictures of people in their underwear, okay? But they call it Enchanting Boudoir. So we started an undercover operation against this guy because we had a concerned citizen who saw his advertisements on Craigslist that he would take photographs of people in their underwear.
That's fucking sick.
And he found out that they would do this also for children. So he called on us, and we appreciate this man in the community being curious, making a phone call, saying, ooh, there's something here, and notifying us, so we went undercover. He claimed that he had taken photographs of children as young as 13.
Holy shit.
Not only in their lace and silk underwear, but sometimes totally nude. But he bragged that he did this with the parents' authorization. We want to find those victims. Help us out. This is a bad man.
Bad man.
He'll go to prison for a long time.
Forever. Who's next?
And then there's Paul Vow. He's 40, from Davenport. He's married. He works at Disney World at Cosmic Rays Restaurant.
Hopefully not anymore.
In fact, he just recently moved to Polk County from Indiana, and he moved here specifically to work at Disney World. Well, you know, back in the day, they arrested Willie Sutton for robbing banks. He was a notorious bank robber. And they asked Willie Sutton, hey, Willie, why do you rob banks? And he said, well, that's where the money is. Well, why do people like Paul Vail work at Disney? Because that's where the children are. Photographs of children bound up.
Thank you, baby.
Some with their hands tied behind their backs. Infants.
Sick ass shit, man.
Here's Jay Holmuth.
Jay Holmuth.
Likely he's married. We investigated this guy a while back and could not establish enough probable cause to arrest him. So he got a really, really lucky break that we couldn't get there on that last child porn investigation. But he had a shot over the bow. He had a warning. But he went back and he did it again. And we got him this time.
Nice.
What his job was? He worked at the warehouse at Publix making potato salad. Now, I don't know what kind of potato salad it was.
Wait, hold on, y'all. I'm just going to just say something funny, y'all. Just add a little humor to it. So, like, this dude is smooth, you know what I'm saying? Like, kind of. But, like, I like how he's going in on these pedophiles. But, like, that is a white term. Potato.
Mm-hmm.
Like black people, we just say potatoes. How do you say it, baby? Just naturally.
Potato.
Yeah, baby says it, potatoes. Nice. That's that city in you, probably. You were probably saying it like that from potatoes. All right, though.
But you're safe to eat it now because he's in the jail. And we're not letting that rascal make potato salad in the jail. But that potato salad maker would also watch child porn when he could.
Bitch.
He's been married 26 years. He carried micro SD cards in his wallet. Maybe so he could drop one in a device and watch, you know, when he was away from home. But he carried micro SD cards in his wallet. potato salad and you had a micro SD card in it, return it to us because it's illegal what he has on.
Who's up next?
Shane Osborne, 33, Polk City. He works at Best Buy Warehouse in Polk City as well. He had 200 images of children between the ages of 1 and 13 years of age. He confessed. He said, but it's all a mistake. It's a mistake. I want y'all to know that.
That ain't no mistake. That's
because
a choice.
What I was looking for is bestiality photographs.
Oh.
Of people having sex with, like, dogs and horses.
Wow.
I've got a word for that.
Wasn't there someone here in Wisconsin that just got convicted for bestiality? He was fucking his dog or some weird ass shit.
Hey, that's illegal. Horses don't want to be messed around with. And neither do dogs. They can't testify. But if you'll find any dogs he's been around, we'll give him a sex battery test and see if we can figure out enough physical evidence to charge him with that. But that's his excuse. Hey, I didn't mean to download this child porn. 201 counts, and you didn't mean to? It was an accident. You were looking for adults having sex with dogs and horses?
Sounds like 201 choices to me.
Man,
this shit is sick. All right, there's just a couple more pedos that we gotta listen here. Ready? All right. There's a couple more, y'all. These are the pedophiles here down there in Florida. They're touching kids. But DeSantis wants to ban books. He should be more worried about this.
You are a messed up individual. Then there's Reed Donaldson, he's 24. He also works at Best Buy, but he works in sales at Posner. He would go by the alias online as Aaron. He had 11 counts of child porn, children between 3 and 9 years of age. We arrested him at work. I don't know if we had to say, excuse me, customer, but he can't sell you a television right now.
Oh, speaking of paper towels, for you black Republicans, or like that one guy was talking about, the Cuban dude, how he's talking about how there's some Puerto Ricans too that vote for Trump. Remember when he was throwing the paper towels and shit at y'all? Remember that baby? He was hurling them into the crowd? Mm-hmm. The rolls of paper towel and shit, all being disrespectful? Y'all don't remember that, or you don't care? Like, that one incident right there would be like, oh, I ain't voting for dude. Just that one incident should have you not wanting to mess with dude.
Because he's going to jail. But if you'll buy that television from Best Buy and turn it on, you can see his picture on it in a few days. They're all in jail. He's in jail. But William is married too. William Cuvas, 49, from Arbondale. He
works
for Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola.
He had 67 counts of child porn, but to children between 6 and 10 years of age. I'm sorry, children between 4 and 12 years of age.
They're not going to the Nina Simone concert this Sunday, cause they in jail. But we go in to see Nina Simone. I'm gonna play some Nina Simone on the way out. We're going to see Nina Simone, not her. We're going to see, what is it, baby, exactly now?
It's like a Nina Simone musical, and it's different stages of her life.
Nice. Ooh, maybe I'll play the Four Women song.
And then, that's what it's called.
Yeah.
It's Nina Simone Four Women. And then there's dinner first.
Ooh, we gonna get our grub on first. It's gonna be a date night. All right, there's 2 more minutes, and then I'm gonna get some Nina Simone together, and then I'm gonna go fix me and Michelle something to eat. And then we're just ordering groceries. We're multitasking. All right, so there's 2 more minutes, y'all.
He had 2 children at home.
ruin their lives.
I underscore, there were no photographs of his children in the child porn, and his wife was horrified. Not only was he looking at child porn that covered the age range of his children, his wife
is horrified.
From all indications that the children weren't involved. Mama, you got tied now. He's in jail.
Nice.
You don't want him around your children. Not with that kind of nastiness. Brian Thomas is 39 from Haines City. He's unemployed. He lives with mom and dad.
In the basement?
In that suite. You're unemployed. You won't work. You're so sorry you won't work. You won't take care of yourself. Mom and daddy always will be your mom and daddy. They take you in, and the things that they get is we search their house with a search warrant because you're in possession of child porn of children between 5 and 7 years of age. Oh, by the way, he liked to play computer games. We saw his gaming computer, and you know, you can talk to children on these gaming computers as well as play games with them and groom them all while he's living at home with mom and dad. These are all filthy individuals.
Yes. No lies detected, Sheriff. Sheriff. Good job, Sheriff Grady Judd. Go get them all. Go get all those child porn, sting, crazy idiots. They need to be off the streets. Y'all worried about little Ray Ray and shit. All right, I'm about to go get something to eat and enjoy this Nina Simone. Nina Simone, Four Women. This is the shit.
My back is strong, strong enough to take the pain inflicted again and again. What do they call me? My name is Aunt Sarah. Aunt Sarah, Aunt Sarah, my skin is yellow, my hair is long, between two worlds, I do belong.
Thank you, and we hope you enjoyed today's episode. Have a great day.